Beau Wolf and Tony Pauline here from the North practice at the Reese's Senior Bowl as we take a look at a 9-on-7 drill. And Tony, let's look at the big uglies up front. TJ Clemmings, the left tackle from Pitt, a guy who has struggled in some eyes this week, but on tape, a highly rated offensive lineman, expected to go in the first round. What can you tell me about TJ Clemmings?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think he's hurt his stock. A lot of people figured
he was going to find
himself in the middle of round one. I don't think that's the case. I think he's more of a late first round type. I don't think that scouts are going to walk away from this week convinced that he can play right tackle. He struggled with his footwork. He just seems to be thinking too much. He seems to be a bit too mechanical rather than letting it happen, which he did during the 2014 season at Pitt.
Let's watch him again here as he has a good matchup against Henry Anderson from Stanford, one of the better players this week, and Anderson really, really does a good job there.
Anderson gets underneath him, gets inside of him, and Clemmings just can't finish the block. He's getting a little bit tall in his blocking, which is why, in large part, he can't finish. You've got to stay low. It's a game of pad level, game of leverage. The inability to do that is going to hurt his ability to finish those blocks.
Anderson, 91 there, walking off. We'll talk about him in a little bit. But let's talk about the guys who are on the field at the moment, Tony. And how about number 50, a player who has opened your eyes, Ali Marpet, the offensive lineman from Division III Hobart, who lives about 20 minutes away from you.
Playing both tackle and guard, you see him inside of Clemmings right now, who just jumped offside. I got to speak with Marpet a bit last night, and I asked him about his technique, which is exceptional. And he told me that the head coach at Hobart was also the offensive line coach. And you look at Marpet, he's not an impressive physical specimen, but his technique is what's won out here. And he just told me that he believes the head coach is really what transformed him into the offensive lineman he is, because he preached and he practiced constant repetition of good technique. And I think the fact he's got that under his belt, as he physically matures and gets stronger, he's just going to be a terrific NFL player. Going against the Iowa defensive lineman, Louis
Trinket-Passat.
Passat there. Well-spoken individual, as you would expect someone from Hobart. Soft-spoken guy, but interesting prospect. I think he's someone who elevated his draft stock probably two rounds here and is going to be a very good pro for somebody down the road.
What do you think? Still third day, I would assume?
No, I think he's probably jumped into the fourth round. Some people are saying
the fourth round is the third day.
Well, okay, fine. The beginning of the third day. Let's go. People think third day, they think late rounds, but I think he's going to be at the top of the fourth day.
All right, let's talk about Zach Hodges, 96, the edge rusher here on the near side from Harvard. Talking about small school guys. Zach Hodges, one of those edge prospects. He's nursing an injury, though, as you see there.
He looked like he got hurt right on that play. He really has done nothing to impress scouts. He looks good in drills, but he just can't translate that into the full scrimmage, into the 7-on-9s, 11-on-11s. He's just really been non-existent, which is part and parcel to the way he played last year. I mean, he would show up and be unstoppable for some games, and then he would disappear for stretches on the stat sheet.
All right, let's talk about Henry Anderson now that he is coming towards us. 91 on the near side from Stanford. Long arms, productive player in the Pac-12. I think he has done very well for himself this week as he gets pancaked.
By Trenton Brown, the biggest player here at the Senior Bowl. You know, Henry Anderson's a bit understated. He's a guy who, he doesn't look like a great athlete. He doesn't show great quickness or great closing speed, but all he does is make plays. As you said, he's tall. He can play end, I believe, in a three-man front eventually. I think he can also play tackle. Except for that single play notwithstanding, he's had a good week for himself.
All right, one more play, Tony. Let's take one more look at Amir Abdullah, the Nebraska running back, potential first, second-round pick. As he runs between the tackles, and that's one of the things you've said, is that despite his size, Abdullah willing to get dirty in the middle.
Not only that, you know, the fact that he's so short does work to his advantage because he gets lost behind the line. He gets lost behind his blockers, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult for defenders to actually find him, and by the time they do, he is long gone.
All right, well, for Tony Pauline, I am Beau Wolf. That'll do it for our look at the 9-on-7 drills from the North practice here at the Senior Bowl.